Hey everyone, happy Monday. I hope it has been a good Monday for you guys, and I hope it's been a good start to the week. So, I'll just give you guys a quick update on me. Last night was youth group, and it was better than last week. Didn't have to listen to a speaker or anything like that, just the typical, the main message for the night, and listen to that. Then we split off into small groups and discuss it. And last night was kind of cool because one of the guys in my small group brought a speech that he is going to have to give in front of his class, and he was talking about truth, and he was talking about how the Bible is the main source of truth, or the only source of real truth. So that was interesting to hear and give our feedback on. And then that was pretty much it. The speech last night, the teaching last night was on what's important in a friendship. You know, what are some things that it needs to look like, and things like that. So it was interesting, I guess. So I have a call in from Malachi asking for my expert opinion. So I'm gonna go ahead and play it, because he didn't say that, like, you know, sometimes it's like a private message, but he's never specified in any of his call-ins that they were meant to be private. So Malachi, I wasn't supposed to play these. Oops. But anyway, here's Malachi.
Ike, I'm not positive, but I think you use a mic for your episodes and for your YouTube. And my question is, what mic do you use? I'm thinking about getting the Blue Snowball Ice for my podcast, and I'm thinking about making it a real podcast with a real intro, using real music, probably Gabe Miller. I don't know if you've heard of him. You probably have. And you're trying to edit using Audacity and making it real, and that would take up a lot more time, so I'd probably be coming out with an episode weekly talking about the latest videos, Blimey Cow, whatever Jordan Taylor came out with, that sort of thing. I'd also still be airing call-ins and stuff, and it would still be on Anchor, but it would be edited first and then brought into Anchor. I'm trying to figure out how to do that, but my real question is, one, what do you think of the idea of making a real podcast instead of just talking? And two, do you have any suggestions for a good microphone? Because I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to spend more than like $50. Thank you. Any suggestions you have would be very appreciated.
Hey, Malachi. Thanks for the call-in. And I actually don't use a microphone. I just use the microphone on my phone. So nothing special there. And I have been told by the Sponge Minds that I should get a microphone so that the audio will be better, but I was kind of like, well, nobody's ever complained about my audio, and I honestly think it's okay, and so I appreciate you thinking that I use a microphone, because I guess I sound more professional than I should on without a microphone, so... glad to hear that, but if I were to give you a recommendation for a microphone, I would definitely recommend going with the Blue microphone. It sounds like you are going for the Ice model, which is a good one. My friend is really into video making, and so I do know some things about microphones, and he really does like the Blue company for microphones. He uses them to record songs, and I don't know how often he uses them in his videos, but to be honest, actually, most of his videos don't have people audio. They're mainly like music videos, so but I do know he records songs using the Blue microphone, and it works great. So that's what I would recommend, and it sounds like that's what you're gonna get. So the Blue Ice, I think, is one of their cheaper models at $49, so about $50. So kind of pushing your price range a little bit, but hey, if it sounds good, it's worth the money, right? And then I had to think about the second part of the question, because on one hand, it would be cool to see how you become more professional. It'd be cool to see, you know, you putting together episodes and spending time on them, editing them. You'd probably be able to do the trim feature, which is no longer on here. So you would be able to do the funny things you used to do with that, which would be nice. I've definitely missed that. On the other hand, it kind of is like, don't give in to Anchor's agenda here. don't do it, because it seems like their agenda is to make everybody move into a more structured and professional style of podcasting rather than what 2.0 was, which was more like a radio type station where people would just talk. But I think you should give it a try. You know, there's no harm in trying, so maybe, you know, you can start on that today or, you know, whenever, since Messy Mondays just came out, which it was a great episode, by the way. And so maybe you could do a podcast on that and post it next Monday or Friday or whatever, you know, whenever you get it done. But that would be really cool to see you bring back some of the stuff that made your channel really awesome, like the trim stuff that you would do with Collins and everything like that. I'm sure you would be able to do that on, you know, an actual editing platform, so that would be cool, and I think you should give it a try. That's my final opinion. You should give it a try, and then if you don't really like it, or, you know, you kind of start losing listeners, then you can always just go back to, you know, doing what you're doing now, which is just casually talking to the audience. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what you come up with. And one thing I would say, though, is if you are going to do it, I would make sure that, like, you're consistently releasing a new episode on the same day every week, so people can get used to the consistency, because that is important in both YouTube and I would say podcasting as well, is, you know, have it predictable so people know when to show up. So anyway, thanks for the call in again, Malachi, and let me know, or I'll be looking out for your new episode. So the song that I played at the beginning of this episode, I guess now I have to call it an episode. The episode that I played, was from a game called Knights of the Old Republic, which was the prequel to an awesome game called Star Wars The Old Republic. And both games take place in a time period known as, you guessed it, The Old Republic. So this is about, I'm going to say, 3,000 to 1,000 years before Star Wars The Phantom Menace. So Star Wars Episode 1. And it really gives some backstory to the Sith and the Jedi, their conflict, and the struggle that led to the current version of the Republic that we see in the prequels before the rise of the Empire. And it also explains why there's only ever two Siths at a time, rather than, say, like the Jedi Order, where there's a bunch of them at one time. And this is probably my favorite time period in all of Star Wars, because, you know, it is really, really interesting. There's a lot of cool stories that happen. Unfortunately, when Disney bought Star Wars, they got rid of a ton of Old Republic stuff and made it all Legends, so it's no longer part of the canon, which really stinks. But I had this idea, and it would be, I think it'd be cool to, first off, just see the Old Republic as a Star Wars movie, you know, any part of it as part of the old Star Wars movie. But it also kind of got me thinking how they could tie it into the movies that we have now. And I was thinking it would kind of be cool if we saw, say, a Jedi from the Old Republic and a Sith from the Old Republic, and they wind up falling in love. They leave their respective order, and they go off and they have a child. And at the end of the movie, it's somehow revealed that that child is the great 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 grandfather slash grandmother of Rey. So I think that would be interesting because I totally don't buy that Rey's parents were nobodies. If they do try to push that, I'm going to be kind of mad because they really did try to build it up in The Force Awakens, and it was this really big deal. And everybody was like, you know, it would be so messed up if they just made her parents nobodies. Well, that's exactly what they did. So I think this would kind of be a way to give her story a little bit more importance because, you know, she would be the daughter of a light side force user and a dark side force user, so she could be the one that brings balance to the force, which I know that was supposed to be Anakin's job, and then it was Luke's job, and then it seemed like he had done it, and then we find out that no, he just was a coward. Lots of problems with the new trilogy, if you can't tell. But anyway, I just think that would be cool, and it would give her character a lot more meaning, and it would still allow for her parents to kind of be nobodies because, you know, they didn't really know that they were the heirs to this Force child who has both the light side and dark side in him or her. So I think that would just be kind of cool. I'm interested to get your guys' thoughts on that little story. But I just thought that'd be really nice to see. At least some kind of meaning to Rey's backstory. And we would also get to see the Old Republic in the current Star Wars canon universe. So anyway, just wanted to send out that idea and get your thoughts on it.